Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, October the 25th.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, attempts to unseat President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and related issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health says there was one person who died of COVID-19 in the country yesterday, bringing to total the number of people that had succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year to 4,669. The total number of Zimbabweans who have succumbed to coronavirus since March last year.
According to the Ministry of Health, 26 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded countrywide yesterday.
And Zimbabwe has so far recorded 132,651 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and just over 127,000 recoveries, and more than 3.5 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. At least 2.5 million have received both doses, with the country needing to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In other news, some Zimbabweans staged a peaceful protest today, demanding the removal of target sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials by the West.
In a related development, Sibeth Musengezi, who has filed a high court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary, says he is receiving death threats amid worsening factionalism in the ruling party.
In an interview with the VOA Zimbabwe service, Musengezi dismissed presidential spokesperson George Jaramba's remarks that he is not a ZANU-PF member, saying he joined ZANU-PF at a very tender age and he is still in the party.
He filed a court order seeking the nullification of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's leadership of ZANU-PF, saying his elevation was illegal, as the central committee that made the decision to remove the late former President Robert Mugabe from the post of party secretary was not properly convened.
At the same time, some ZANU-PF youth are calling for the amendment of the Zimbabwe Constitution to insert a clause granting a president an unlimited term of office. This comes at a time when the party is preparing for its annual National People's Conference. Ngibambe zulukandaba linjani lapha likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Lamhlanje siyahlangana ku Live Talk. Lapha sikhuluma khona ngokunengi. Singathi ke isamba sethu lamhla sigcwele kakhulu. Sile COVID-19 esikhuluma ngayo, bese kubuya ke izijezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF. Lokunye ke khonokho imizamo yokuthi ususwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, ngoba kuthiwa ke wangena kuleso sikhundla sikanobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa sikhangele okokuqala ke i-COVID-19. Kule Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obule i-COVID-19 izolo. Kuthi lokhu sikutsho ukuthi sukela abantu abayi 4,669 asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye. Izolo njalo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kuthi kulabantu abafika amajumi amabili lasithupha 26 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye sokulabantu 132,651 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bedlula 127,000. Abantu abedlula 3.5 million sebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kwenza kusithi abayi 2.5 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokwesibili. Sibonile njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe namhlanje betshengisela emgwaqweni, abanye ke singathi bonke tshengisela emgwaqweni besijeka zesulwe izijezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kwenza kusula njalo lolunye udaba kulo mnumzana Sibeth Musengezi. Waphanyeka udaba lokuthi uMnangagwa angenanga ngemfanelo esikhundleni, waliphanyeka ke emthethwandaba we-High Court. Esithi hayi, kumele kulungiswe lokhu, kwenziwe umhlangano omutsha, ukhethwe umkhokheli omutsha. So ke uMsengezi uphinde wathi lokhu kukhulunywa ngabanye abantu abathi yena kaso member bayazikhulumela, bakhuluma nje intando yabo. Bese kusiba labanye njalo abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi hey, so kumele ukuthi ke umnango kwehlala isikhathi eside esesikhundleni ngoba bathi kwenza kahle emavelas so kunjalo
pachirongwa chedu chelife talk musi wemuvhuro October 25th, 2021 nasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichange tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika nenyika dzakadai seBritain neAmerica zviri kunzi izvo zvibviswe pane kuratidza kwaitwa nhasi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekubotswana zvakare asi tombodzokera panyaya yecovid-19 Zimbabwe pari zvino yave nevanhu 132,651 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vasvika pa127,298,000 kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vasvika ivo pa4,669 tozotarisa isu vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino vadaudzira 3.2 million munyika kunyange hazvo nyika ichida kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo herd immunity uyezve kuti vanhu vagokwanisa kuwanikwa vasisaparadzirani denda iri recovid-19 tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvinyorwa zvakanyorwa nemumwe anova iye anozviti nhengo yezanupf vakawanikwa ivo vachiendesa nyaya yavo kumatare vasaibeth musengezi vachivawanikwa ivo vanyora kuhigh court vachiti ivo mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa ngavabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakagadzwa zvisiri pamutemo asi kutaura kwavo vari kuti ivo zvakaitika panguva iyo vamugabe vakabviswa pachigaro mupati yavo iyoyi yezanupf hazvina kuitwa zvakanaka asi ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa zvakare tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yezimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti zvirango izvi ngazvibviswe taona zvakare kuine mumwe musangano wangu uri kuitwa kubotswana kune dzimwe nyikawo dzemuafrica dzichibatana nezimbabwe nyika dziri musadak vachikurudzira kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa zimbabwe zvibviswe saka tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo nezvimwewo zvakatarisana nenyika pari zvino
marvelous there are some people who are actually saying you know these sanctions are damaging Zimbabwe and so forth. We saw Linda Masarira today. She was marching in Harare together with other members of the broad alliance against sanctions. So they are calling for the removal of these targeted sanctions. So there are also some ZANU-PF members who are saying, you know what, these sanctions should go, but other people are saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, so therefore these sanctions must remain. So let's hear some people were doing in Harare today. So now I think we'll bring you that audio where people were actually protesting in the streets saying these sanctions must go. So I think there we go. So there you are, marvelous. That is Linda Masarira with the other members of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. So they're saying, you know, these sanctions must go, and they were singing some revolutionary songs there. So chime in there.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kuona muzvare Linda Masarira vakabatana ivo nevamwewo mamwe mapato akazvimirira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika zvibviswe tanzwa vachiimba zvimbo zvehondo zvaimboimbwa munguva yapfuura pahondo yechimurenda panyaya iyoyi chitiko chichaitika muHarare nasi.
Ye, kunjalo ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantu sibila bathi isitsheso lezi mavelas kumele zisuswe. Kodwa ke siqale ke ngo Linda Masarira ekhuluma ngakho khona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni esitsheso lezi. So siyawazi ukuthi ukhulume ngendima ezijeneyo ukuthi sizame ke ukuthi simlethe sizokuthi yena uMasarira besithini ke ngezitsheso zenotho lezi.
Kuchenjeri wekuziva kuti vanhu veganda chena vasina madzi hapana pavakambobvira vakada isu vanhu veganda dema vanotaura nyaya yekuti human rights abuse nekuti human rights yavari kutaura yakaitika patakatora minda yedu ndopa vakatanga kutaura nyaya yemasanctions vachiti mambunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu veganda dema veganda chena sorry tichitarisa kumashure tine zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitika kuvanhu vatema muno munyika medu segukura hunzi pairwidzana vanhu vakasiyana siyana hatina kumboona vekuamerican embassy vachiti takuisa masanctions kuzimbabwe nekuti vaita mahuman rights abuse kurwanda takaona mahuti nematutsi vachirwa hatina kumbonzwa veus embassy vachiti takuisa masanctions nekuti vanhu vari kurwa ikoko tinoona kwese kurana mozambique nigeria kune hondo dzakasiyana siyana dzimwe dzichiitwa nemasoja emunyikati menyika idzi asi hatina kana musi mumwe chete watakaona us embassy ichiti yakuisa masanctions pasouth africa panext door pakaita hondo pakaita Durban pakaita noise muDurban hatina kumbonzwa us embassy ichinyora kana statement kana us embassy esouth africa kuti mambunyikidzirwa kodzero dzevanhu kuvarungu kumbunyikidza kwekodzero kunotaurwa kana zvisvike zvaitika kwavari veganda chena masanctions aya akauya vanhu vatema muno vati takuda minda yedu nekuti makaisa hama dzedu vana sekuru vedu kunzvimbo dzisingaribiki ndopakatangira nyaya yemasanctions ichitamba zvakare nyaya iyi tinotarisa zvakare kuti hama dzedu dzekumdc dzaitokurudzira izvozvo nekuti masanctions anoita kuti upfumi hwenyika husavakike vane unoparadza upfumi hwenyika takaona zvakaitika kubva pakatanga masanctions kunosvika 2008 takanga tava kutambura tichirarama upenyu hunohwisa tsitsi muno nekuti zvaiitirwa izvozvo kuti ava veamerica vagone kunoisa mapapeti avo avanenge vachiudza kuti tungamirirai nyika so vachipa ucherwa hwedu mukati menyika ino saka saizvozvo totarisa kuti ivo veamerican embassy vanoramba vachiti masanctions ari targeted kunani akadomani nekuti vanhu vanoti vakadoma vanhu vano upfumi hwavo vanokwanisa kurarama upenyu hwakanaka asi iwe neni zvizvangwa zvomuno muzimbabwe ikuti kutambura tisu tisina mukana wogona usigadzirira pfuma tisu tisina kwatinokwanisa kana kunorabwa nekuti zvipotero zvedu hazvina kunatsojeka hazvina zvinhu zvakakwana saka zvinoda uchenjeri kuti vanhu vazive kuti dzavaitsitsi dzei dzekuti vanoda kubatsira hurumende yedu kana zvizvarwa zvemuno muzimbabwe dzavo itsitsi dzei havana tsitsi dzavainadzo vanavo kuda ngotiona tichiparara nekutangura mukati menyika yedu vachinyepedzera kuchibatsira havana kana rudo nesu vanhu ava ndo chokwadi chofanira kuzikanwa nevanhu zvinohwisa tsitsi kuti kune vamwe zvematongerwo enyika vanenge vari pamberi vachiti masanctions gaagara aripo ivo kwavari vanoda kuti vanhu varambe vachitambura voita sezvimwarimwari zvedoko doko zvichava zviri izvo zvino zvichayambutsa nyika yezimbabwe nekusiri nyika yakazvimirira yega nekusiri nyika yakazvimirira yega.
Very interesting analogy there from Linda Masarira, the leader of LEAD. Apo vanga vari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvavari kuti ivo zvakatenerwa vanhu vezanupf kana kuti nyika. Saka ivo vari kuti semaonero avo vari kuti zvirango izvi vanoona kunge zvakatanga pakapambwa yatingati aiivhu ichipiwa kuvatema. Ndiwo maonero avo Gibbs.
Yeah, so she is saying that kunzima kakhulu lapha ngoba uthi izitsheso lezi zafakelwa abantu bezanupf ngenxa yomhlabathi kuthi kulabanye bathi lokho ngani akulanto njalo so ke uthi sizwe futhi eqhubekela phambili
ngodaba lo zigena sanctions of progress after the land reform program which a lot of people have their own definition of how and how why they were supposed to be done or that they were done wrongly but who has got a formula on how native people were displaced from their land should take back their land. There was no way the white people were going to say, oh no, black people, you can come now and take the land that our ancestors took. It was not going to happen. If there had not been land invasion, would we have had sanctions in Zimbabwe? No. They only came to put sanctions in Zimbabwe because Zimbabweans had taken back their land. Why didn't they put sanctions when Gukura Hundi happened? They did not care because the human rights abuse were not happening to their own people. The human rights abuse they are talking about is the abuse that happened to the white people when black people wanted to take back their land. Is Zimbabwe the only country that has got native people? They have tried to reclaim what is theirs. When the Hutus and Tutsis war happened in Rwanda, did the U.S. embassy go and sanction Rwanda? The wars that have been happening in Mozambique, in Nigeria, in the Congo, where people were being killed in cold blood by soldiers, have we seen the U.S. embassy going to sanction those countries?
There you are, Marvelous. We are Kuluma Jalokuti. Hey, very local. Kakwazi lokuthi kumele kwezweni kodwa kumele zisulwe izijeso zenotho lezi. So ngokuthi elemeli kadlali kahle lapha khona idlale indlela engayisiwa.
Ayi waphutshukunzwa mzvare Linda Masarira bari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvakaitwa pamusoro penyaya yekupiwa kwevhu kuvanhu vatema vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zveupfumi zvakawanikwa zvakare zvichipiwa kuzimbabwe nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzakanga dzaonekwa sekunge dzakatyorwa vakataura zvakare kuti zvinovarwadza kuti hapana chakaitika panguva iyo pakaitwa zvinhu zvakadai segukura hombi hapana kana masanctions akauya panguva iyoyo asi masanctions aya akatozitanga kuti auye nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzanga dzawanikwa idzo dzichityorwa.
Ye, sasinobaba ke Usipho Ngulube ukonakale ke eJohannesburg ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba. Akusho ukuthi wena izijezo zenotho lezi zibona njani ngokubona kwakho zi kumele zesulwe kube zihlale zikhona.
Dube kunzima ukuthi ngijaje ukuthi zesulwe zihlale zikhona. Kodwa kimi ngokubona kwami azilamthelela omkhulu kwisimo esikiso. Isimo esikiso senziwa nguhulumende esilayo. Njengoba ngike ngatsho nje kwesinye kolunye uhlelo ukuthi i-economic meltdown esilayo ayiqalanga ngaso kulezi jeziso zenotho. Siyakhumbula ukuthi after independence amakhampani amanye avalwa kobulawayo kwathi kuphiwa ama-overt ama-15,000 i-economy yethu yawa yachayeka. Imnyenge imthelela vele eyemthetho yethu, i-local imthetho yethu evele isenza i-economy yethu iwe. Asazi nxa kungakhitshwa la ma-sanction through umehluko okuzakwenza umehluko, kodwa mina ngokwamanje ubona umehluko.
Ye, so kodwa kumele kwenziweni uya phambili khonapho ngodaba lolo.
Sesingathi ngenye indlela sokungaba lula ngabe siyacela bawakhipha ama-sanctions. Bangakhipha ama-sanctions laba abaphetheyo. Ngibona ngani sebangayisweli into yokuvika kumbe bazathola okunye next time abangavika ngakho. Kodwa kwakhathi sibasavika ngama-sanctions lokhu iqiniso belazi.
Singathi iqiniso kuye.
Iqiniso njengangisitsho ukuthi yikwehluleka kwabantu, i-economy bayakwazi ukuthi iyabehlula. Sikhuluma manje dube ngikhuluma mhlala ngitshela abantu nge-example elula emali yona le esiyitshintshayo emgaqweni. Imali itshintshwa esitaradeni phambili kwamakoti e-trade gold, imali iyatshintshwa. Ngabe silo hulumende ofuna ukubopha abantu abatshintsha imali kumbe abantu laba abatshintsha imali sithi kayisibo aba-connected abathintane labakhulu ngabe baboshwe ekuseni nemini nantambama. Abantu laba abatshintsha imali entsha new ongaza kuyithola ebhenki. Ebhenki baye belayini labantu belayinilayini belele elayinini bengayitholi imali, but ekuseni uzathola imali entsha iphethwe abantu abasestradeni beyithengisa.
So singathi kulobu ngilimbani la,
kulobu ngilimbani okukhulu okungakuzwayo vele.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayindawo sizwe-ke mabula singena khonapho what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that you know the problem is not that these sanctions are directly affecting people. He says the problem is mismanagement of the economy by people who are ruling right now. So he's very unhappy about what is going on. And he says, you know what, even if they remove these sanctions, what is going to happen? So he says maybe the solution is to remove the sanctions and then watch and see what is going to happen. Because these ZANU-PF rulers have over the years been saying, you know, the issue is on the sanctions. Mm-hmm. So if that is removed, what excuse are they going to come up with? That's his argument.
Uh-huh. Apo chukunzwa, miyari kanile, bivaru kutawura iwo, kutisema onero awo, nyaya yezvirango haisiriyo nyaya yanyanyonetsa munyika asi vari kutaura kuti ivo zvinenge zvakanaka kuti zvirango izvi zvimbobviswa kuti paonekwe kuti kana zvabviswa utongi huchaita hwejechetere here nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kubva munguva yapfuura bato rezano PF nehurumende vanenge vachingotaura ivo kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba munyika pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yemasanctions kana kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vari kutaura ivo kuti chanetsa muzimbabwe inyaya yeutongi husina kunyatsotsarukana nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa iwo zvematongerwo enyika.
Yes, we have Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who has actually joined us right now for this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Juve. Good evening, Sister Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead with you.
What's your take on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe? We saw Linda Masarira of League and other organizations joining hands to say that they would like the sanctions removed from Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Sister. Myself, personally, I'm for that. Anything, any monster whatsoever, in whatever form, damaging the lives of black people must be condemned in the strongest term. These sanctions, to me, they are unjustified and they are not fair. If you look at it, people are saying they're not affecting people of Zimbabwe. As we talk, there is a climate conference in the United Kingdom, Glasgow, and the president of Zimbabwe is going to attend that. And Zimbabweans, we are the people suffering. I don't think these sanctions are actually affecting the leaders, which they are. These people are claiming that they are targeting. They are targeting povos like me and the go-go back home. So myself, I think I've listening to other African leaders speaking strongly against the sanctions. I even listened to the one man who is very successful in business, Strav Musiwa, talking about these sanctions, saying, how can a country function with its hands tied at the back? I think, to me, these sanctions must go. And if you look at the people that are putting sanctions in Zimbabwe, they never like Zimbabweans anyway. They are the people that will never want Zimbabweans to go to their country, even if those the leaders that we have are going to start killing us. They will never allow us to go to their country. So what's the point of them trying to save us by punishing us instead of having, for 20 years now, these sanctions have been in place and they are doing nothing but only damaging us as a people.
Yes, cela ukuthi ukufa khona konke ke ngesintu baba umlalazi.
Yeah, mina ngikusho baba dube ngithi mina alikwizwe emhlabeni elingena ama problems alo. So izwe lakithi inkinga esinazo thina njengezwe. Mina ngibona ngani we must be left alone. Sisizicakulule thina inkinga njengabantu bamnyama. I-Africa inama leaders, i-Africa nje waba divide abona abantu. I think inkinga esinazo njengeZimbabwe ngabe kuthiwa zikulungiswa yiwo ama-African leaders, sincediswa yibo, but ama-sanctions sehlale kakhulu for 20 years now sinama-sanctions. And mina ngibona ngani ngoba iZimbabwe is a sovereign country. Yiko kwenza ukuthi nama-leaders ethu abe so hostile because ma ngaba mhlawumbe thina abantu bamnyama singakhulumi ngazwi linye against these sanctions, babebona ngani kukhona abantu ababenefita from these sanctions. So mina bengithi azisuswe izidezo lezi bese silungisa inkinga esinazo. Angisho ukuthi inkinga zikho, but ungakhangela thina ema-tabellian saba-affected kakhulu, sahlukunyezwa. But angazi noma imedia engafiki na ema-tabellian babengazi bona labantu bafaka ama-sanctions. Ngabe leso sikhathi omele sifake ama-sanctions njengeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bengahlukunyezwa. Khona manje abantu abahlukunyezwa, there are very few compared to what happened ngalesi sikhathi engikhuluma ngaso. So mina ngibona ngani indlela ukuthi mhlawumbe interference nje ama ukuthi mhlawumbe kwaba affected bona labana abantu bayivele befikile kithi bazosidibezolta nathi umnotho wethu. So mina ngithi baqinisile omama labo Msariwa, Mbuto Msariwa ukuthi ama-sanctions makahambe. Akusho ukuthi ma ekhona noma ehambile sekuzoba easy for ukuthi siyenze i-politics yethu ngendlela elula. Izoba lokhu isihlupha, but kungcono ma sivele sizenzela sikhuluma siqonde into eyodwa, but then ukuthi sekhona manje i-government yeZimbabwe, you are failing because izwe elibosheliza ngemuva so alikhulule phela izwe leli sibese sibona ukuthi government iyaphambili ithini ngoba ama political parties onke khona they are involved in ekubuseni izwe lakithi ungakhangela kobulawa for instance ngingaboni ufake ividiyo ukuthi emagandeni akuna ma-toilet akuna electricity akula manzi ama-leaders wonke la campaign ayo ngekuze ukukhuluma ngakhona ukuba kukhuluma nje ngokuthi election sizoyiwina njani sizonibusa njani so sikukabi khona ukuba baduke angazi
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu babamlala sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana mamlas
aiwa apoti ukunzwa vamlalazi vari kutaura ivo kuti vanobvumirana nezviri kutaurwa namuzvare masarira vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zviri kukuwadza vanhu vagari vemunyika kwete kungoti vatungamiri chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kana paine zvinhu zvakadai sezvirango upfumi hwenyika hauzofamba zvakanaka vari kutaura ivo kuti kumamisha zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire kurandudzira upfumi hwenyika.
Yes, we've got Ezra Jesus Banda who has been talking to people in Bulawayo about sanctions and the general situation in the country. Still remember, marvelous. Yes. Recently, the MTC alliance leader, Nelson Chamisa, claims that he was actually attacked in Mutare, by some suspected ZANU-PF activists. But before we go to that video, let's hear from the ZANU-PF spokesperson, acting spokesperson, Mr. Bima. So he has got something to share with us. So let's listen to this audio that he actually sent us.
We are extremely happy that in the past, we were more of making a solo noise coming from Zimbabwe, talking about this sanction. But we are happy now that it's not only Zimbabwe, it's the entire SADC region, it's the entire African continent that is now talking about sanctions being removed, and that these sanctions are illegal, and that these sanctions are unfounded, and that let's give Zimbabwe a chance to develop on end, and that it has the potential. And I'm happy to say the progress that we have made tremendous progress in terms of improving on the economy, stabilizing the economy, and improving the way we do business. But we have done that under sanctions. And imagine if we didn't have sanctions, the development will be phenomenal. And therefore, it's important that we continue to get this support, that these sanctions be removed and removed for good, so that the country can be given that space to develop. And develop we will. And on all fronts, the trajectory is positive. There's a lot that is now happening in terms of agriculture. And we thank God for the good rainy season. But also, apart from the good rainy season, the various programs that have boosted potential, and as a result, it feeds into manufacturing. And there's a lot that is now happening in mining. The production has just gone haywire.
That is Mr. Mike Bima. He's the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. So he's talking about sanctions. He's saying, well, if there were no sanctions, Zimbabwe would have a very lovely economy. Okay, marvelous. Go ahead.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMike Bima vachitaura ivo vakamirira bato reZANU-PF pari zvino semutauriri rimwe bato iri vachitaura ivo kuti dai pasina zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika. Aiwa, Zimbabwe ingadai yabudirira zvikuru. Vari kuti ivo pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika, uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti izvi zviri kutoitika Zimbabwe ichivi yakatemerwa zvirango. Saka vanoona kunge zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire chaizvo kuitira kuti pundutso ikurumbidze kuuya munyika yeZimbabwe. Vataura zvakare vakati vari kufara nerutsigiro rwavari kuwana kubva kunyika dzeSADC, idzo dzawanikwawo dzichiungana muBotswana vachitaurawo vakatsigira Zimbabwe kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe zvibviswe. Saka vati ivo izvi zviri kuvafadza, nekuti zvinoreva kuti dzimwewo nyika dzemuAfrica hadzisi kufara nezvirango izvi zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe.
Ye, lo ke ngumnumzana Mike Bima okade khuluma ke ukhulumela ibandla leZANU-PF esithi hayi phela kulabanye abantu abakuSADC region asebencedisa lapho ukuthi phela kwesule izithezo lezi, ukuthi asiyo SADC yodwa, bakhona abanye abakubona khonokho. Sikhuluma nje kulo ovela kwi-United Nations, uElena Doohan, uyahlolisisa ukuthi izithezo lezi zenzani lezo leZimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje ulungiselele ukuthi uzakwethula umbiko wakhe ngesikhathi esilandelayo. So okay, we've got Ezra Sisulu speaking with people in Bulawayo. Let's listen to this interview in which he's talking to one of the MTC Alliance activists based in the city of Kings and Queens. So he's talking mainly about what happened last week to Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who claims that his car was actually stoned and a bullet went through one of the windows of the cars, of the windows. So at the end of the day, he says nothing, absolutely nothing has changed in Zimbabwe as per demands of the USA, Britain, and other countries that impose sanctions on ZANU-PF officials.
Lapho tengu Dumo Dlodlo kambe ke kwinokwenzakalayo abantu ke sebesola ukuthi kathi manje amabandla aphikisayo kuyaliwa ngaphalo mongameli kuthobe befuna ukumdura bembulala kambe uliqinise linganano
zakala ngokuthi okokulwa vele siyakwazi ukuthi isita siyangena izano iyazakala ngokungena emabandleni aphikisayo ngokala maybe impact yezano but siyakwazi ukuthi vele isizano sesigcwele abantwini abaningi eZimbabwe
kuthi wena ibandla lakho lapho ukuthi labantu abayizana abajoyina ibandla
amabandla wonke nje
amabandla manje okaphikisayo
yes
kwingqondo kubulala amabandla aphikisayo
yebo yeah but lokho okunye okwemasingo le Manicaland okwenzakale kuChamisa vele ukwenza kwezano from ama 80s vele siyakwazi ukuthi izano bebelokhe be abafuna ukuphisa ama 80s you remember ukuthi unkomo la yawa wanted to lose 82-83 siyakwazi ukuthi unkomo ayabujulwa bekuzuma asuka zumbe umpopo kumbe kuyini but konke into embi kakhulu ukuthi uzaba ilizwe bani kanti ukuthi amabiza aphikisayo engavumeleki
kodwa nxaukhangela abantwana bathi ukutshalo khana awujanisa ukuthi ngumpopo ngandilije
it can be anything but okubi vele
ukuthi befuna ukumtshaya
ukuthi bafuna ukumtshaya kumbe kuyini akumelanga sikhangele ukuthi kuyini lilitshe ngumbhobho kurongo yeah kunoku ukuthi abantu sebengama-expects ama-ballistic expects yikho vele isitha esiyabe sifuna ukuthi ukwenza ukuthi liqalise ukudawuta liqalise ukwenza i-false equivalence ukuthi hhayi le amabandleni aphikisayo la kulowo msindo kule violence i-violence is wrong but erongo kakhulu ngenziwa i-state enjengegugurawundi njenge 2008 njenga le esiyibonayo ngoba i-state uma ingabophi abantu abayenza i-violence irongo kakhulu it's culpable yiyo elomlando so i-state yona kumele ibe yiyo ebaphambili ukuthi ibophe abantu sakubone kumasingo lawana okwathiwa ngabezano owezikhosi umfana lwana lo sobhukulwana ngabe sebebotshiwe uma kuyisitethi abakabotshwa bazi lokhu abadula unkomo akukwazi wakalutho kuhamba njani
so umongameli we-alliance ngalesi khathi manje uyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe nxa ngomkhuthaza njengomlandeli webandlalelo ungamkhuthaza ukuthi aqhwele phambili ngemisebenzi yakhe yokuvakatshela abantu umbayekele njalo kukhanya nibafuna umbulala
hhayi vele ukubusa ezombusazwe vele e-Africa lapha vele kwenziwa inkani kumele aqhubeke ayenze imust understand i-environment vele esikiyo abe lesibindi uma uligwale e-Africa lapha kungazeke kuphuma because abadala laba sebagcila sokuthi baze
balempande
so kumele kusebenziwe kanzima ukuthi baphume ukuthi kuphume impandele ziyalo ngoba ziningi singahlala si-5 umunye wangikhona vele wabengowe-state
so manje kambe ama-elections la azabe ngo-2023 ufuna yenziwe kumbe wona njona kuzathiyelithi liqiliwe futhi
engakhuthaza wonke umuntu kambe ayivota kule majini esingayifika i-rigging ayisakwaniseki abantu bangaphuma ngobuningi njengakesakubona e-Zambia esibona kwamanye amazwe
eZambia.
Ngiyabonga sir.
There you are, marvelous. So this gentleman belongs to the MTC Alliance. So he's saying, you know, there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and he's tracing back this kind of violence that has been happening to the 1980s. You know, he's talking about the Kukurawundi massacres. We know that, you know, the 5th Brigade actually allegedly killed more than 20,000 people in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. And those were the two strongholds of PF ZAPU. So we know that at that time, PF ZAPU was led by Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So he's saying, you know, this hasn't ended. And what these sanctions are is a reflection of what is happening right now in Zimbabwe.
Apo tsangatshukunzwa vamwe vanova ivo vebato reMBC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa vachitaurawo panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachitaurawo zvakare kuti semaonero avo hapana chingachinja asi vakutotaura ivo kuti zvirango izvi ndozvimwe zvavari kuona zviri kuitika kuti munyika pari zvino vari kuti ivo ngazvimbogara zvakadaro pari zvino nekuti vari kuti pari zvino munyika mune vanhu vari kushungurudzwa uyezve mutungamiri webato ravo vanelson chamisa vakawanikwawo ivo sematauriro avakaita svondora kupfuura vachishungurudzwa nenhengo dzezanu pf vachiti zviri kuitika izvi ndo zvimwe zvakaitika munguva yapfuura panguva yegukura hundi.
Yes, marvelous. We also have ZANU-PF supporters who are saying, you know what, what is happening in the country is like these sanctions are killing people. You know, they are really causing havoc, according to them. So here is one young man who was talking about, who is actually talking about these sanctions with Ezra Chisaspand.
I'm a young person from Culture Park who is currently studying at Lupane State University. Yes. I think it's very unfortunate for the opposition. For your opposition, you know, when we have sanctions and then when as Zimbabwe we are supporting them, it's quite unfortunate. So when things like the UN rapporteurs like Katesi or they come to the country to assess, I think it's time, whether you're an opposition member, a ZANU-PF member, or whatever party you support, I think it's time to hold hands. Spambani Zandra, njengabantu base Zimbabwe, and we come up with one position, sanctions must fall. Because other countries are already saying ama sanctions are swafuni. These other countries that we speak of, when Alabo, South Africa, we have Namibia, we have Mozambique, the whole of SATA is backing us under ukuthi ama sanctions lawa apho. But we have people within our own country, phakathi kwelizwe lethu, abathi bona bayawafuna ama sanctions. They even go to extreme measures to fake gunshots.
So lapha udika kula mazwa umdubula lapho lama.
No, mina I think ngamanga. I think those are false allegations. I think sonke sibonile ama pictures lawana. I gunshot siyayazi. You know? So I think those are just false allegations. Ongamela ngasizihluphi ngawo njengabantu. So it's actually unfortunate for people who are Zimbabweans to go on to such extreme measures. Those measures in that energy, ngabe siyifaka on saying sanctions must go. Ngabe siyifaka on uniting as a people to say that sifuna i-country to ephambili. I think we would be ngabe sikhatshana kakhulu if we were putting that same energy there.
Kathesi uyafunda useyunivesithi.
Yes,
ubona njani ukusasa yakho eZimbabwe la?
I think ikusasa yami sharp. Yes, amafitshane.
Ubona ukuthi ungakhijama sanctions ke ukuthola khona imisebenzi ezayenzakala khona eZimbabwe isebenzela amanye amazwe.
Yes, I am very optimistic ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa ingaphuma, you know, ingaphuma we will go far as a country because asesibisele emuva kakhulu. I am very optimistic and I hope ukuthi the UN abakhona lapha to assess, they will get that message lawa ukuthi sifuna ama-sanctions engabikho.
Thank you. There you are, so this young man is saying sanctions must go today, not tomorrow. He's saying that his future is bleak if the sanctions are in place.
ehe apo tikunzwa mumwe mukomana wechidiki anova iye mengo yes anopiefa ari kutaura iye kuti aiwa zvirango izvi ngazvibviswe vari kutaura zvakare vari kushora kuti ivo mapacho anopikisa sei vari kuda kuti zvirango izvi zvirambe zviripo nekuti iye ari kuti semukomana wechidiki zvirango izvi zviri kumukanganisa uyezve mune zvinhu zvakawanda nyanya panyaya yeupfumi hwenyika nezvimwewo.
Mr. Ngulube, so you heard this young man saying the sanctions must go, and he's saying, you know, the opposite of what you're saying in terms of the impact of the sanctions on industries and management of the country. He's saying all this is happening because of sanctions, nothing else. Baba Ngulube.
I go right, Baba, to the young man. Tina, we are over 50. I'm to see Pume. U-1980 sibona izinto zitshintsha, zitshintshe ezandleni zethu. Ama-99, late 90s, walana kutshintsha i-economy besikukhangele thina. So thina kasikhulumi ngento yakulivike phelela, sikhulumi ngento yama-sanctions evele kulivike phelela. Sikhuluma ngo-railways bethuthwa, besiwa, besifa. Abafana bona la, yena lo mfana omazi okhulumayo, angahamba e-United College of Education, ayebona umgodi. Owagejwayo wesitimela sesivulelwe indlela entsha owagejwa ngama-90s sowaze wabhoko wavaleka manje awukhangela bona umgodwana wawugwejwe ukuthi isitimela sizatshintsha umgwaqo sifakwe ngapha asizange sitshintshe isitimela ahambe khona le Queen's Park semndawo kulento ezinzalo ngampinganisela into eningi angumfana omncane nxa engakwazi thina sikhule koBulawayo njengana ngengatho sikhule koBulawayo ifunctiona. Manje abantu nje babethathela imichova kathesi abantu bemichova sebevalela imichova yabo ngama-sanctions nawo nalawo njengana uhulumente semonopolize i-transport industry ngama-sanctions na abantu babala imichova sebethathela imichova yathatha abanye abasayisebenzi bethenga imichova ngemali zabo ayisasebenzi isikontrolwa nguhulumente ama-sanctions angena ngaphi lo uba wezanu layo ke wathi ilizulu linile kule minyaka opheleyo kuvuniwe kodwa impuphu lamanje thina impuphu siyithenga eGoli size sithengele isawudo. Isawudo into yayingathengwa eyayingacelwa lobu useyayithatha emzini isawudo siyithenga eGoli impuphu siyithenga eGoli njengamanje inxa kuyukuthi kulinyiwe ekhaya yindaba kumashopu singahambi sifike sithenga impuphu nge-normal price hayi ukuthi impuphu iwe i-double price isinkwa ekhaya si-about 20 rand manje nxa kuthiwa kwakulinyiwe kathi isinkwa indaba singabe i-12 round in at least sibe 15 rand nxa kuthiwa siyadula.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke sibone ukuthi uma vela sephendukile yini kade ngani usephumile khona manje ye so while we're waiting for Marvelous what we can say is that maybe Mr. Ngulube the problem is in the manner in which these sanctions are being portrayed by certain people, you know, the opposition and the ruling government. Is that not the case?
Angizwa baba Mdube.
Yeah, ukuthi kambe kungabe ama sanctions lawa abekwe ngendlela eyiyo yini? Xa sikhangela ukuthi
abekwe ngendlela right Dube, yikho bengithe mina ukuze singabi le nto sizabe siyikhomba kumbe sikhombana ngayo emini. Awakhishwa ama sanctions sibone ukuthi okuzacatshwa ngakho next kuyini. Ngoba iqiniso ama sanctions awasithinti vele awasenzeli lutho. Asazi ukuthi ama-sanctions athinta ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abanothileyo ngabantu aba-connected ephathini ngabantu abathize abamonopolize izinto nje balamfaka i-example yendustry amabhasi siyakwazi ukuthi okulo mnumzana othize othenga amabhasi wawafaka kuzubuko kwasokuafektha wonke umuntu lo zithengela ikhombi yakhe sokuthiwa akafake ikhombi yakhe kuzubuko kambe ikhombi yakho nxa uzayifaka kuzubuko wena ukwazi ukuzimanejela ususiyamanejelwa ngomunye umuntu nxa isifile i-maintenance yakhona ngoyenzayo kodwa umanejwa ngomunye umuntu uyabe uyithengelana i-property yakho pho
siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho-ke Marvelous go ahead.
I'm not sure if you can back announce what our guest was saying.
Yeah, he was saying that you know, when it comes to sanctions, the problem is the manner in which these sanctions are being, you know, talked about by the ruling party, you know, actually painting that picture as if they are seriously affecting people. But he's saying the bottom line is remove them and see what they can do next.
Aiwa, apo mnyarikani vedu wari kutaura kuti maonero avo ivo, wari kuti ivo, zvinenge zvichitaurwa pamusoro, penye iyo yiye ma sanctions ivo semaonero awa vari kuti ivo dai ma sanctions ai abviswa kuti tigozoona kana kuti nyika igozoona kuti pane zvichasanduka here nekuti vanoti pane zvino hurumende inenge iri kungoshandisa kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba pamusoro penyaya yezvirango izvozvi zvavanoti zvakatemerwa vamwe mhengo dzezanupf.
Yes, I also spoke to Saipeth Musengezi, who has actually filed a court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary. He says that he's now receiving death threats, and this is because he filed that kind of application. Let's listen to the interview briefly here.
We have to file the affidavit, which they must do, I'm sure, within the next 10 days. In any society, there are some overzealous people. You know, some of the comrades, they'll be trying to please their masters, and they'll be sending threats, some will be calling, threatening. But I don't see why anyone would want to harm me, because this is just a court application. If they have anything against, they should just file their papers instead of calling and harassing me. Judge Charamba, that one is the crazy man. He listens to Charamba. He doesn't, like a presidential spokesperson. This is a party matter. It's not a government. It's not a government issue. I've been a member of the NPF since I was in Form 3. And I've gotten evidence to support, I've got my current membership cards. I've got my membership cards before the 2017 change of leadership. So for a person like George Charamba to come out and say I'm not a party member, if he doesn't know me, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a party member. And we don't work with George Charamba in ZANU-PF, because he is a spokesperson of the president regarding government matters, not party matters. When it comes to the party, we have our own spokesperson. I am determined for the party to follow the constitution. And I'm not saying the first secretary and president of the party, Comrade Mnangagwa, should be removed from this position. I'm simply saying, let's regularize the leadership. Let's follow the details of our own constitution. The constitution has got directions on how we convene and preside over the meetings that select the leadership. Let's just follow that. If Comrade Mnangagwa wants to be elected as the president and first secretary of the party, he is free to contest like any other, comrade who would also want to contest for the same position. If Comrade Mnangagwa wins, then that's fine. But if he loses, he can be redeployed and, we can have a leader who has been selected by the people, not the current setup of imposition. He was imposed on the people of ZANU-PF. We didn't elect him. They had their own meeting with the Mchangwas, the Matema Dandas, people who were expelled from the party. So we can't say we can't have a leader who was selected by people who were expelled, who were not members of the party, who were not members of the party.
There is Mr. Msengezi. So we are Zuela Gay, Lava Marvelous. Ukulume Siti Mnangagwa. Kumele asuswe esikhundleni sikasekretari kumbunobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF. So uthi-ke kulo bantu osebemthwalise nzima abantu bayamethusela abanye bafuna ukumbulala into ezinjalo ngenake khona pamavelas.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamusengezi vanga vari kutaura ivo naGibbs Dube vachitaura ivo kuti kubva pavakawanikwa ivo vachitsura nyaya yavo kuhigh court yekuti vada kuti vaMnangagwa vabviswe pachigaro vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vachiwanikwa vachitumidzirwa mazwi ekuti ngavafe nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka asi vari kutaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nekutorwa kwakaitwa masimba navaMnangagwa mubato ravo iroro reZANU-PF.
Mr. Mlalazi, what's your take on this court application? I know that you are not a lawyer, but from an observer's point of view, what's your take on this?
Siyabonga baba Dube. Lo baba ebekhala ngokuthi kwakhithi ubaba uMgabe. Mina ngibona ngani kwanciphisa kakhulu amasela afana naye lokhulumayo. Baba Balutswana, ngoba manje sithi uMgabe wakhishwa ngendlela engekho right, he should have realized ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe babambana kanjani makuphuma ubaba lwana owayevele esincindezela. He missed an opportunity as a leader uMgabe for nearly 40 years ekhokhela izwe elinabantu abadivided, tribal division ayikhona phakathi kwabantu. So a court application late and non-starter to me, because he's mentioning a name that is sending chilies to our spine. Umdala ukuthi wayefuna ukufela embusweni, umuntu wasiyangisa wasigcwalisa amazwi kangaka. We are now becoming a wasted generation because of umuntu wayefana naye ubaba uMgabe. But having said that, into engiyibona mina as a person, you have just said ukuthi I'm not a lawyer, ngikhuluma nje with the layman's point of view ukuthi njengomuntu weZimbabwe ngibona ngilungela ukuthi nami ngithi eh my own view. Ngibona ngani the seed of hate and intolerance, political intolerance, comes from the leaders. Even if it's a church, a leader may nginaqiniso or anything, you can see any party in Zimbabwe now. And then again, we adopted since independence, we adopted with where la kune mbuzi yokuya kunobonga abantu that we go. Even if that person is going to lead us in the ditch, and we end up being swallowed by a shark, we all gonna go there like blind sheep. But if you look at it, people not, we don't get leaders among our United Zimbabwe, because we're having a country called Zimbabwe under sanctions. That is a fact. Zimbabwe is under sanctions, and as black people should be talking with one voice, not people taking their scores, using an advantage of which now there's a special repertoire corner in the country. It's a pity, it's a corner, it's one of the China corner. It's not only embarrassing anyone, it's embarrassing Mugomiyama in the world. Mugomiyama in Africa is a continent. You are being embarrassed when Mugomiyama behavior like animals. It's not really fair with the interventions running after each other for the sake of being a leader or for other few people who are leading these political parties. It's an embarrassment to them, because you look at them, we're leading a party or any party will go get a t-shirt in a kanda, the moon to Napa Chava, Yamada, Zimbabwe. You can see what as a nation we are going to go in circles, it's getting up, we are going towards the election. I'm going to put political tolerance. If you are not happy with what's happened in this other party, you are being labeled, would you belong to this party? Akusena freedom, because you'll be labeled, would you belong to a certain party? So, law, ukhulumela ubaba uMgabe, I think, mele attack in Zimbabwe, not in court. Mele attack, he deserves to be attacked, really attacked. He's taking us back. In 20 years, Kumeza, Kuba Toragala, Bonena, Lobalega, Toragama, Nilwans in their home. They are thieves. That's all they are.
So, Siaoza, Kurige, Babu, Ungulube, Wananjan Goroko.
As of Babu Lala's nice city, the moon is deserved to be attacked. That it would condemn my attack days, my political tolerance, whatever I condemn my aid, nothing. But society, this person deserves to be attacked. But in a state, it's the rule of law. That person is only right here with my point. And he has a constitution as ZANU-PF, and he has a constitution as Zimbabwe. But Umkabe Nyamzonda, but Umkabe Wakishwaga, Beskundensia was it. That was a coup. We supported it as Zimbabweans because Sasi situation is very Sibontum Kabe Mirapuma. But Sasi Abonutu are aiding is ZANU-PF process here. So is ZANU-PF used the people. So lo muntu ngayele right, ngasi sikhuluma constitution, sikhuluma esimlandela ukuthi uthini. Siyakwazi bangapho babumphoko ababe ngo vice president. Phela umphoko is supposed to be there nxa kuyithi ZANU yalandela iconstitution. Singananazi. Umuntu njengomphoko should be there. Umphoko siyakwazi kaholi le pentsheni manje waxotshwa sanja. Iqiniso kasilimele umuntu lo umzonda, but nxa kuyukuthi enye into kayisiyo kuhle kumele siyikhondene. That's the reality of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe against I certain part vele uzatshelwa ukufa asengafa lokufa yena lo muntu, which is not right. Umuntu kumele nxa ephuma kumbe uyakwehlwa yicourt uyakwehlwa zimali zakhe, icourt ifike imtshele. But very court yeZimbabwe is useless ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi icourt yeZimbabwe is controlled by certain individuals. Siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba omunye obengu-chief judge wawo utsheliwe ukuthi umthetho usephelelwe yithemu yakhe kodwa ubiselwe ngendlela ezithize eziyi-backdoor. Siyawazi amajaji eZimbabwe amaningi ala maplaza aphezulu. Khonokuyala i-system, the system is dead very hard.
Yeah, so okay, kufaka ngesikhiwa kancane nje khona mfowethu.
Eh, what I'm trying to say is umlalazi mustn't condemn and at the same time go against the same thing I condemn. He condemned the system in Zimbabwe, political tolerance. If he condemns political tolerance, he must completely condemn it, not condemn it and the other time you support it. We must stop political tolerance in Zimbabwe, and then we must give people a chance. If you want that person want to go and to court and challenge the nothing the presidents of Mnangagwa, he's free to do that. If it's in a free country, and the court must judge, give a judgment. Hey, that's the only way you can do. But we know in Zimbabwe, the courts are just, I don't know how can I put it, the courts are controlled by the state. So even if it goes to court, there are slim chances of winning that court case. And the other thing, we know these threats which are now coming on, we're expecting these threats. Every time you speak against the ruling party in Zimbabwe, you get threats.
Thank you very much. And according to some ZANU-PF officials, you know, I spoke to Eliphaz Mashaba and Pilif Kaule. They're saying that this guy has got a right to actually file this court application. And they're going to see what is going to happen next. So at the end of the day, they're saying, okay, he may have missed the point because of a certain article in the ZANU-PF Constitution, which actually gives the decision-making body in ZANU-PF, the Central Committee, to make certain decisions outside Congress. But his argument is that that committee was not properly constituted. You know, it was not convened in the proper manner. So that's where this argument is. Yeah.
Aiwa, apota chukunzwa mnyarikani wedu arikutaurawo vachiti ivo zviri kutaurwa navamusengezi zvekuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzwa uyezve pane vamwe vavari kutowanikwa ivo vachiti ngavafe mushure mekunge vakwidza nyaya yavo yekuti vamunangagwa vabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakapiwa masimba aya zvisiri pamutemo mubato irori rezanupf. Saka munyarikano vanga vari kuti hapana chakaipa kuti munhu akwanise kukwidza nyaya yakadai. Zvinhu zvinotofanira kunge zvichiitika munyika pasina kutyisidzirwa. Asi vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo bato rezanupf rakashandisa veruzhinji pavakabvisa vamugabe kuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvemuyatingati bato ravo. Asi veruzhinji vanga vasingatoziva kuti ndozvichazoitika mune ramangwana. Saka apo vari kutaura kuti aiwa nyaya iyi iri kuitika nekuti vamusengezi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vari muZimbabwe hazvina kunaka, nekuti munhu kana dai kupanga paine utongi hwechechetere munhu anobvumidzwa kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pake. Uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti vagarisane zvakanaka kana yatinoti yetolerance.
Sorry, Marvelous, I think you cut off. So can you rejoin, please, where you are? I think there was an issue there. So I think we are coming almost to the end of the show, and maybe we'll get Marvelous back because she was slightly cut off. Yeah, so I'm happy that she's back. She was cut off from the... yes. So now we've come to the end of the show. I wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. These are independent commentators, and we also wish to thank those that contributed to the show. That is Blessing Zulu, who spoke to Mr. Mike Bima of ZANU-PF, and Ezra Chisaspanda, who spoke to several people in Bulawayo. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya Huye saying have a very good night.